Action.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Today, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ronald McDonald retired. Well, let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Oh, look at that!
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood,
thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams,
agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness,
and nausea,
hostility,
trouble sleeping,
seizures,
various skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide.
The suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
If you see Ty Bollinger and Carol Alt doing cannabis on Fox News...
Wow, that's breaking news. That's awesome, right there, right?
That's the most awesome thing to say. Ty Bollinger was seen on Fox News with Carol Alt doing cannabis.
Slightly misleading.
I think we hinted last week that Ty and I were going to New York City to record some segments for Carol Alt's show, A Healthy You, that airs 4 o'clock Eastern Time Saturdays and Sundays, so you'll be able to catch it today as well. And they aired the first interview with Ty Bollinger. And so those, because there were people out there doubting that this really happened, they're like, you guys are so making this up. There's no way that Fox News is going to put you guys on. There's no way. And we got proof now. They got Ty Bollinger talking about the benefits of cannabis, hemp, marijuana, etc. right on the air. And Carol Alt's talking about doobies and stuff. And it was like, it was awesome.
It was awesome. I mean, I'm not only talking about the benefits of it, but also talking about the controversy of hemp and why it was outlawed and made demonized and all that stuff. Yeah, it was good
stuff. Serious history, dude. We're going to talk about that more later. I just couldn't resist, Super Don. I know that you wanted to do that second hour, but I just couldn't. I couldn't wait.
No,
it was just like one of those things where I'm going to explode. No, got to say it. All right. Anyway, happy birthday, Ty Bollinger. We'll get back to that. We really need to open with a really amazing story. Another story that you're scratching your head because it's sort of like the mainstream media is covering it, and they're not totally dissing it. And this story is on CNN against Sanjay Gupta, who, you know, interestingly enough, backed down on his opposition to weed. He's also involved in this story coverage about a boy who was hit by a car, tragically hit by a car, near dead in a coma, and how the parents, the family fought to keep this child alive by utilizing what's called alternative medicine. We'll get into what that is or what that is not later. But, I mean, you talk about fighting for survival here where when the docs say there's nothing we can do, we'll just have to wait. Really? Yeah. Is that true? Are you going to just wait while the doctor says, no, we can't do it, we got nothing? Yeah. Well, this family did not wait. And this is a miraculous healing story, and it relates to a food that, in fact, interestingly enough, on Carol Alt's show, they had Udo Erasmus talking essential fats, and it relates to essential fats. Yeah. So we got lots of audio clips, Super Don. I know you want to set them up.
It's interesting because, when you see a story like this, if you follow the mainstream media, the way the mainstream media usually goes, here's somebody has a traumatic brain injury, okay? Yeah. Car accident, really horrendous situation, condition that this kid is in. And then he's miraculously saved. Mm-hmm. And, normally these guys would want to come out with something, this experimental drug that, Merck came out, blah, 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 or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it turns out that what saved this kid's life is something that quite often is demonized among many other things in the media. How many times have we seen stories come out that say, this doesn't work for this. Oh, it doesn't help with this. This study came out and said it doesn't work for this. And this particular item here that was used, this food, of all things, right?
Be careful ingesting this.
Oh, it's been hit time after time after time, and we have covered this, where they say, it doesn't work. Well, guess what? This worked. And this is a fantastic story. And we do have some audio from this report that, God bless him, Sanjay Gupta, he really is doing some great work now. He's coming out, and he's highlighting, he is putting the spotlight on things that we have been talking about for a long time. And this particular story really does some justice to what we've been talking about. So let's, I don't know, you just want to go right into the story and see what happened
here? By the way, I know the mom in the story personally. I know her, JJ Virgin.
Nice.
In fact, I think we've interviewed her some years ago. But so this is real. This is for real. And it's not just because CNN is covering it, but this is a real story of a family that fought to use natural, I hesitate to say medicine, but real food, essential fatty acids.
Food is medicine, is it not?
Yes. Exactly, right. Even though the FDA says, you can't say anything about it. Well, damn it, it's going to save your life. It's going to save your life. And what is this story? Go ahead and play. Yeah.
Let's go ahead and set up the story here with clip one. We can hear what happened.
Grant Virgin's family knew only a few details about his accident. A white car, a hit and run, a teenager airlifted from a bloody scene, nearly dead.
No, let's start over. Let's start the clip over, Tom.
Can we do that?
We really need to set this up here. I don't know. It may have been going out to everybody else, but I couldn't hear it. But let's go ahead.
We need to hear it too. It's a do-over.
Yep.
Grant Virgin's family knew only a few details about his accident. A white car, a hit and run, a teenager airlifted from a bloody scene, nearly dead. They rushed to the hospital to find out if he was still alive.
It was a tough scene when we got there.
The doctor had a really, really bad look on his face.
That look was a reflection of Grant's injuries. They were staggering. His ER doctor told Grant's family to let him go.
Oh,
let him
go.
You
imagine? Just let him go. He's going to die. And a lot of ways people, they'll just back down and go because the doctors are gods, and they'll just back down. But this family, the Virgin family, did not back down. And they fought for their son. And God bless them for standing up.
It's a parent's worst nightmare to think of something like this. You know, that your kid is out doing something, and they get into a car accident. You show up at the hospital, you know, really bad injuries, and a doctor looks you in the face. And you just tell, you know, by the expression on the doctor's face that this is not good. And the doctor tells you, I'm sorry. You know, you just need to let him go. Now, I don't know a parent out there that would just go, okay. Bummer, you know. Life.
But some of them do. They don't want. They want to, but the authoritarians, the doctors, are so powerful in so many cases that people will just go okay. But they didn't.
Right.
Now we got more with clip two here to get the story moving along.
We do. Now this is JJ. You said JJ Virgin. Virgin, his mom, and here's what she had to say to the doctor, saying that she should just let him go.
The fact that this doctor wasn't fighting for his life just blew my mind. He's not dead yet. Why would you just, as a parent, how could you ever let go not knowing that you hadn't done every single possible thing that you could for your son?
Right. Fight for his life. Now, as I said, there are families that they wouldn't want to give up, but they're so overwhelmed by the authority of a doctor, the white lab coat, that they do. But the Virgin family is not going to bow down to that kind of pressure. They're much too intelligent for that. And that's what, you know, that's a big part of what we do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, is to bring that power to heal back to you. And part of that power is not bowing down to authority or authoritarians from the pharmaceutical medical establishment. You know, the good thing, there's a happy ending to this story, but boy, oh boy, getting there is gut-wrenching, because they got to say, the doc's saying, let him go, but we're not.
Well, these parents, they said, no, we're not just going to take this laying down. You know, there's something that we can do. And so they proceeded at this point to try some various things, thinking, you know, like Ty Bollinger would say, outside the box, the allopathic box. And so listen to what it is, some of the things that they ended up doing here.
2 weeks after his accident, after several operations, Grant was in a coma. His heart was okay. His brain was not.
The doctor told me, she goes, okay, now we wait. Surely there's something we could do. She goes, nope, nothing we can do. We just wait. You know, the brain's got its own time schedule.
Let's wait.
Mm-hmm.
Just wait. The brain will let you know if it's going to be okay or not. No, maybe we can do something. I mean,
well, think about it. It's traumatic brain injury. What have we talked about on the air before? Arnica, Natrum Phosphoricum. But they're pushing for some things here and not just waiting, which, you know, again, kudos to this family. We could all learn a lot from them in what they've done. But then they kind of honed it, didn't they? I mean, it was at first they've tried things like progesterone, different things that they were trying before they nailed the thing that did it.
Yeah, let's continue on here.
In what would become a theme, impatient, Grant's family swept aside that doctor's advice. First, they tried progesterone. That's a hormone that, according to early studies, may reduce inflammation in the brain. Soon afterward, his family says Grant began to speak.
Wow.
Wow. So they already got some indication that not waiting but doing something.
Yeah. Let him go. Just let him go. No, we're not going to let him go. Oh, just wait. Just wait. The brain will do whatever it's going to do. No, we're not going to do that. They decided, you know what? We're going to try something. And so they tried progesterone.
Mm-hmm. Starting point. Where did it go from there?
It has had a good effect. And listen here, what goes on next?
Then Grant's mother got an email with a link to this story.
He never would have come out of a coma if it hadn't been for the use of omega-3s.
The CNN story was about high-dose omega-3s found in fish oil and how it may have played a healing role in cases of traumatic brain injury.
Omega-3s?
Is that something that has been attacked in the media before?
Just a little.
Right, just a little? Like, even though there's more science? Right.
Doesn't work for that. In fact, may not work at all. I've seen that headline. No benefit to fish oil whatsoever.
There's so much science to support it, yet every headline you read just about is like, well, it doesn't work here, it doesn't work there. Did we ever claim it worked there? Well, hell, your brain is filled with fat. And, of course, now they're seeing some positives happen. Let's do one more clip before the break here, because this story is so phenomenal. We've got to keep moving. Go ahead, Tom.
The science is not clear. There have been no large studies, and it didn't always seem to work. But despite that, Grant Virgin's family, a combination of desperate and determined, decided to give it a try.
I don't want to wait 20 years while they do a bunch more studies to prove that it really works. I don't need that.
Science is not clear. What is science? Go see Liam Sheff, and you realize that this science is completely a made-up term to keep you from doing what you know needs to be done, or what you will know once you open up to the healing voice of the spirit within driving you to keep your child alive. We're going to help you do that today on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Lots more healing to go, including the grand finale on this story of a child who was given up for dead but was saved by essential fatty acids.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products, tastes like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
How do you react when a scientist, an authoritarian medical doctor, says, no, it can't be done? No, you'll just have to wait. No, it's not been proven. The science says, or the science doesn't say. What is a scientist? We're going to get together on this this coming Thursday, January 23rd. RSB, Liam Schaff, Jeffrey Smith, and more down in South Florida near the Fort Lauderdale area for a major league event on the GMO issue, GMO mosquitoes being released potentially in South Florida. Check it out. The links are in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. So we're covering the story of the Virgin family. Grand Virgin hit by a car. Serious coma, brain injury, damage. The doctors say, wait, don't do it, nothing you can do. And they start by doing something alternative that they kind of researched a little bit about, little progesterone, started seeing some improvement. Then, fish oil, essential fatty acids, EPA, in massive doses. But the scientists still say, no, it's not, there's no science. What is a scientist? Liam Schaff came out with another brilliant definition. He called it a sci-fientist. Sci-fientist. Sometimes it's simply called a scientist in popular conception, a human god who cannot be contradicted. In reality, a man or woman who has spent 4 to 8 years pleasuring old insane professors and regurgitating their effluence. The cost for this schooling currently stands between $500,000 to $1 million, which they will pay back by continuing the cycle of ritualistic abuse. Their total expertise consists of using petroleum byproducts to rape the natural world and its inhabitants, and inject and suffuse them with petrochemical distillates. As a result of this systemic brainwashing and humiliation, they A, believe they can never be wrong, and B, are trying to destroy all happiness and life on Earth. I can't say the rest of it, but that's pretty intense, and it's accurately, sickeningly hilarious, but true. Now, the happy news. What happened with the Virgin family? We've got two clips left, and here's the good news. Go ahead and run the next clip.
Nine weeks after his accident, and only 2 days after starting high-dose fish oil therapy, Grant Virgin made a phone call.
It was unbelievable. A couple days into giving him the fish oil, he now is now talking in sentences.
High-dose fish oil, suddenly, 2 days later, he's talking in complete sentences. And scientists and doctors will say, no, you can't do that because it hasn't been tested enough. We don't have enough science. Science doesn't say so. Simon says, scientists say, sci-fi-entists say. Listen to these scientists, listen to these PhDs, listen to these MDTs, and your children will be dead. Pay attention to your intuition, your connection to the Creator, whatever you perceive that to be, and recognize that your brain is made up of fat, a lot of fat. Essential fatty acids are called essential precisely for that reason. They're essential. You want to heal the brain? Load the fat in. Let's hear the last clip in this segment. Happy news.
In time, Grant became more animated, and soon he was walking. Here is Grant, a year after nearly dying, a year after his family was told to let him go. He is doing everything. Doctor said he wouldn't.
What? Well, there you go.
Doctor said he wouldn't, but he's doing everything. How many things have I done in my life in contravention to the medical opinion? I am here, I'm alive and thriving because I did the opposite of what government-sanctioned modern medicine told me was possible.
Yep.
Do the opposite. And there we go. The problem is big leftist statist and big rightist statist believe in the Church of Biological Mysticism to their own peril, but they want to imperil you by mandating medical monopoly, government-sanctioned medicine, whether it's called Obamacare or whether it's called something else prior to Obamacare's inception. The medical monopoly is deadly, and this little boy, young man, Grant, would not be alive today if not for his parents fighting for him and saying, no, we will not accept the dire prognosis of scientists or sci-fi-entists.
Yeah, and listen.
And I believe, yeah.
I just wanted to say that, you know, one of the people that the Virgin family consulted.
Yes.
That helped them with coming up with this idea and implementing it is somebody we've heard of before, Dr. Barry Sears.
Barry Sears of the Zone Diet, who contacted me recently to see if he can get on the show, and we were more than pleased to hear from him. And
we have him
timely,
on, I believe, on Tuesday.
Yes, this coming Tuesday, the 21st of January.
Yes.
Barry Sears from the Zone Diet, that's how you know him, but he was also a critical piece of the puzzle for the Virgin family to implement the high-dose essential fatty acid administration and to see the miraculous recovery occur in Grant Virgin. We're blessed to hear the story. Thank you, Sanjay Gupta, for covering it. And that shows you there are chinks in the armor of modern pharmaceutical pseudoscience. It's getting through, folks. Heck, I mean, Ty Bollinger was talking cannabis with Carol Alt on Fox News. What more do you want? Come on, man. Party time.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Betterway Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta-1 3D Glucan. Betterway Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Betterway Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're such a wonderful crowd. We'd like to play a little tune for you. It's one of my personal favorites.
Health.
What?
Freedom.
What?
Liberty.
What?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Okay.
Health.
What?
Freedom.
What?
Liberty.
What?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yeah.
Well, it's great when we can start with happy news on the Robert Scott Bell Show. I mean, there's certainly plenty of tragic stories to cover, and it isn't our intention to focal point on them, except that they will help us to recognize the things we don't want, we don't need, and see through them so that we don't become victims of the things that, how would we say, certain conflicts of interest exist within the authoritarian structure, power structure on planet Earth, trying to keep you enslaved to a pharmaceutical matrix. We do not do that here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. If you're new listening, welcome. Syndicated through GCN, Genesis Communications. Of course, heard around the world also on naturalnewsradio.com. Thanks to Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out his forensic food lab at labs.naturalnews.com. Links are up at the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Of course, heard around the world also in English-speaking Europe through UK Health Radio. And also in Australia, digitalradio-103.com down there under. And, what, and Orion? Orion?
Orion, yes. Orion. So the Orion Talk Radio Network as well. So yeah. we're just blowing up all over the place.
You can call us 866-939-BELL 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, or live on the air this very afternoon, Sunday. Happy January 19th to you, 866-939-2355. Now, chicken. You know, this is another thing. A lot of folks that are not vegetarians but think that they want to be healthier because we've been told red meat is bad for you, they'll go to chicken. They'll say, okay, chicken is the meat I'm going to choose because supposedly it's got less fat or something. Again, we come back to the fat theme. Stop running from fat. You want healthy fats, and if you're going to eat animals, make sure the animals have been raised healthily so that the fats you get from them are also not contaminated or too contaminated, because it's almost no such thing as an uncontaminated anything on planet Earth anymore, unfortunately. So folks are going to go, well, I'll take eggs, free-range, antibiotic-free chickens. How about organic chickens, right?
There you go.
Controversies about arsenic laced in the feed, arsenic-containing chickens as well.
Right.
What about this? This is the wildest story in a while, and this is also an argument for why you want your own chickens in your own backyard, if you can. Right. Because evidently, they can still inject antibiotics into eggs that will become organic chickens.
Now, I saw this, and I was like, wait a minute. I need to read this, because that doesn't make any sense. It's organic chicken, right?
Right.
And again, like you were saying, this... just it forces you to kind of take a step back and go, okay, I thought I knew everything, but I don't. Because when you think organic chicken, you think that, hey, it's chicken that doesn't have antibiotics in it, right?
I would say that's a reasonable thought. I mean, that's the way we've been programmed, and the regulations are written supposedly, but evidently there's a loophole in this. There's a loophole that if the egg is, what, less than 2 days old? Or something along these lines?
Well, listen, the organic code that they call it, that's supposed to make it so there's no antibiotics in the animals. But apparently there is this loophole, and we need to give a hat tip to Mother Jones for this article. They come out with good stuff on this website, and this is a big one. There's a loophole that on this organic code, this no antibiotic code, doesn't kick in until the second day of life for chicks.
Right, so they can inject these chicks with gentamicin.
In the
egg, but they're not, see, the thing is, it's interesting, they're not converting these eggs for eggs that you buy as eggs. We're talking about they're going to hatch these chickens and turn them into organic chickens, but they can give them the antibiotics, this is the weird thing, they're trying to prevent something called Marek's disease, and they say that it's a deadly herpes virus, right? Now, what do you know about antibiotics? They don't work on viruses.
Right.
So there's a lot of confusion within this article about what is this gentamicin? Why are they trying to target a virus with it? There's a whole lot beyond even the question of whether this can now be called an organic chicken based on the drug that they give prior to being so-called 2 days old.
Right.
So, pausing everybody to say, hey, if you think you're eating organic chicken, you might not be. Now, I can take it to extremes, and of course some people think I'm an extremist, Super Don, because why? I've basically been eating organic since about 1990, 1991, okay? Straight up. And I would rather fast than eat contaminated food. Now, is this to say that over the span of those 20, however many years it's been, that I haven't accidentally ingested something that probably contained something that wasn't good for me? No, and I've said this on the air. I can control for what I genuinely know I have control over, and there are certain things that you don't. Sometimes you just got to pray on it. But sometimes your body, if it's smart and alive and healthy, it will reject it. And, I don't know what it is about chicken, but I'm just not the biggest fan of eating it.
No?
And there are a lot of reasons people can throw at me. So
you're not a big fan of chicken, huh?
No, super chicken, yes, but not chicken.
Well, that, yeah. The cartoon version, but all right. So if you don't eat, what is your favorite? What's your favorite protein then? I mean, if a chicken is not it, what is it that you prefer? Beef?
You know, just bison probably would be
bison.
Absolutely,
all right.
Bison. Yeah. Okay. And is this? We were at hanging out with my friend Paul Bertiero yesterday. His wife's 50th birthday party. Happy birthday, Jacqueline!
Awesome.
She turned 50. It was a nice surprise party. We were talking about this as well. Because, sometimes people will go in on these so-called cow shares or bison shares, and so you can guarantee that you know that it's a locally grown something. But at the same time, I can go for a long time without it, and I'm fine. You know, it's just like you listen to your body. You listen to your body is the point I think I've always made here. That I don't get religiously dogmatic except on if somebody was going to say you're religiously dogmatic about organic. And it isn't even that. It's because it might not be certified, but if you know how it's raised, it could be better than, you know, certified organic. But the point that I've argued for years and years and years, I continue to maintain this, I haven't changed my mind on it, is that none of us need toxic poisons added to our food. We just don't. And it's interesting as I bring this up because there, I think is up in your neck of the woods there, University of Oregon or something has petitioned the government for federal grants to study organic agriculture.
Yeah,
do you have that story up? I think
we saw this. I noticed this. This came out on Natural News, and it's one of those stories where you go, yay, because the federal government has actually awarded a grant to Washington State University, which is, you know, that's just my neighbor to the north here, to investigate the merits of organic farming in getting rid of the pests without using chemicals. You know, I mean, how often do you see something coming from the federal government that is looking into something like that? Usually we're on the other side. They're on the other side of the debate, you know, trying to push for, you know, it's okay to use pesticide. But in
at the same time, Don, this is the thing. You got a Supreme Court decision siding with Monsanto against, for instance, the organic farmers who sued because their food that they grow organically has been contaminated by genetically modified organisms. And, you know, Monsanto says, how dare you steal our GMOs? And they're the victim of drift, genetic drift.
Well,
and so, you know, we have to temper our enthusiasm for any time the federal government gets a grant, even to study something that's good. You know, as I've called a separation of medicine and state, separation, you know, some people say separation church and state, separation of I think the separation of church and state is interesting because people don't look at it correctly because their church that they go to most often that they attend has been granted charter by the federal government to be a nonprofit. And that already flies in the face of the First Amendment where Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of a religion nor prohibiting the free exercise thereof. And immediately the churches go to the government and say, hey, can we exist as a nonprofit? You've already subserviated, can I say it that way, yourself to the Fed.
Absurdiated?
Subserviated.
Oh, subserviated, okay.
check that out on Wordopedia to see if that's a
now.
Word.
I'm looking now.
Subserviated. If not, we made up a new word. But the idea that we would go to the feds, for a grant to go, we're like, okay, we're tempering our enthusiasm. It's like, yeah, cool, they're finally studying something that, the organic farmers know why and how. But, the feds are involved in so much agriculture because of the power of centralized bureaucracy that these multinational global corporations with no allegiance to any nation or state, just their bottom line, have bought favors, curried favors with our Congress critters, senators, etc., people in the executive branch that go in and out of the regulatory departments, and then suddenly mandate that we're going to, give welfare to these corporations to produce GMOs because we can't feed the world without them. Or that's the saying. But where in the Constitution does it say the government is involved in feeding anybody, much less the rest of the world, via genetic manipulation? I mean, that's the reason why we're all getting together down in South Florida, Coconut Creek, with our friend Charles there, and Liam's there, and Jeffrey Smith and more, and we've been having Trish Sheldon on a few times over the last week to gear this up, and I am confirmed we're going down. We're road tripping down to see everybody in South Florida this Thursday, January 23rd, and the links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. We hope to see you there as well. Yeah. So
just to let you know, you did not invent a word. Subserviated is indeed a word. It's the past tense and past participle of subserviate. But very good for bringing that out. I don't think I've heard that word used before. But to your point, as far as, the Supreme Court decision, I agree with you.
Yeah.
I think what that does is that just encourages me more when I see a situation like this where the government is actually awarding grants to investigate. Because the thing is, if they investigate this, we know organic farming. We know the benefits of organic farming.
Yeah.
And so if they are going to reward, the hard work that these organic farmers and people to support organic food and things of that nature with a federal grant, that at least they're giving acknowledgement to the fact that it exists. And it, you know, the thing is, if they do this research with this grant, yeah, we know they're going to come to a conclusion. It's impossible, unless it's crooked. Mm-hmm. It's impossible that they're not going to come to a, you know, a conclusion that's going to support what it is that we've been doing and saying all along. So I think this is great. It's improvement. Does one cancel the other one out? Some people, I suppose you could look at it that way. The way I look at it is, yeah, I'm not surprised by the fact that the government is supporting Monsanto. We can say, you know what, that's kind of a foregone conclusion. They're going to do that. But when they're giving out grant money to research things that are good, things that are making progress in our fight to try and get organics out there, I look at that as a victory because that was not expected.
Well, and listen, to add to that and subtract from it simultaneously, stop asking for permission where none is required. Stop looking to the Supreme Court to do that, which is your birthright. That is to defend your property, which nobody seems to have the rights to anymore. Get to the answer to that question, and you got it. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Oh, this is an appetizing story. As you're getting ready to watch your pro football games, please don't eat any white slime chicken. Not
white
gonna go
slime, yeah. Throw a little buffalo sauce on that white slime, boy.
No,
yeah.
You remember the pink slime stories, of course, created all the stir, and they pulled them out of the schools, and then they have ended up putting them back in because it's cheaper to, you know, treat ammonia, you know, and separate all the meat off of the bones from things. And now there's a white slime controversy coming from chicken products. I think, and it's in the news article here at NBC News we're seeing here. White slime chicken products sicken Tennessee inmates, CDC says. Is this true, coming from Tyson chicken?
This is mechanically separated chicken from Tyson Foods in Missouri, it looks like. Yeah.
Sedalia, Missouri, according to the CDC. There's salmonella in it, but it's not just chicken, is it? What do they do here? 34,000 pounds sent to institutions, so it's going to be sent to the prison population, and it could be sent to schools, because schools are institutions, are they not?
I do believe they are. And this the difference between pink slime and white slime is that white slime is made up of chicken, pork, lamb, and turkey.
Okay.
So it's kind of, I would have to assume it would be kind of like, you know, the whole chicken nugget thing. Because listen, chickens don't have like nuggets, that. Okay? No. It's not made out of chicken. So, so this is the mechanically separated deal, and it's basically made the same way that the pink slime was, where they, you know, chop everything up and smash it and squeeze it and wash it and chemicalize it and roll it up in a thing and squeeze it out of a machine like soft serve ice cream.
Right, I'm reading this story, and Tyson officials are going, hey, no worries, it's not so bad, because it was only sold for institutional purposes, right?
But that's the thing, it's inmates. Inmates are the ones that are getting sick here, and it says here it was only sold for institutional use, not available for purchase in grocery stores.
Yeah, and it went through distribution centers, California, Florida, Indiana, Kansas, Nevada, New Jersey, Ohio, Wisconsin. Probably in Wisconsin, they're trying to feed it to all the farmers that are allowing, you know, raw milk to flow freely in that state. This is just another incredible story. And the thing is, how many of these inmates are in prison for what? Nonviolent offenses of smoking a plant like cannabis, which, by the way, was covered on Fox News as Ty Bollinger and Carol Hall did cannabis on the air on Fox News. And you'll see that again at 4 o'clock Eastern time today if you missed it yesterday or didn't DVR it. Ty did a great job. They also had my friend Udo Erasmus talking essential fats from another perspective as well. How cool is that? Yeah.
So, I don't know, white slime, whatever.
White slime fever. Wasn't there a movie called White Slime Fever?
No, that's Cat Scratch Fever.
No, that's a song. I was thinking of a movie.
White Slime Fever?
No, look it up. It's kind of, maybe it's White Line Fever. It was like a Southern crime, beat up the rednecks, or rednecks beat you up. I don't know what it is, but.
I don't know. Listen, you know, the thing that amazes me mm-hmm. is how in the world would salmonella even exist in this stuff if you look at the process that this food goes through? I mean, it's
You wonder. I just think it's a new strain of salmonella that can resist ammonia and chlorine and who knows what else try and purify this stuff. But again, this is the thing about a mass-produced food, even organic. It's just not the same as making it yourself, getting it locally, getting to know your farmers. I was at an event this weekend as well, got to see some local farmers bringing in their stuff, and it was nice to connect with them. A lot of them are going pesticide-free if they're not all certified organic. I got some organic turmeric, and one of the farmers made a mustard. An organic mustard from all of their herbs and spices and things, and it was incredible. I had to buy a little jar of it and support them, which was really cool. Let's see, what else do we talk about? Oh, yeah, and Friday night we had the Eustace event at Windhorse Theater. I want to thank everybody for coming down. We had a good crowd, and a lot of good healing was going on. And we've got that next month. I just scheduled it for February the 7th, so it'll be up before we know it, February 7th. In Eustis, Florida at the Windhorse Theater. I'll be back there. Also, this weekend, remind me, Super Don, I've got to get the information off of my email to try and publish it today, because next weekend in Orlando, Florida, let's see, that'll be the 7th, 25th, and 26th of January, I'll be at an event, a health event, that'll be pretty big, and I'll be lecturing and broadcasting live 1 week from today. And an event in Orlando, Florida. So next hour, we're going to dig out the information on that. I'll have it included in the show notes, and we'll talk about it this week as well. We got so many events coming up that my head is spinning.
But isn't it awesome? We're getting the message out there, and we're changing lives, and we're making a difference. So kudos to you, my friend. Hardest working man in Health Talk Radio.
Thank you, my friend. So we got lots more healing to go. Maybe we'll hear from Ty Bollinger, the birthday boy. We'll see about that. Also, robertswater.com. Check it out, the ionized alkali structured water that we utilize here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We are coming back with more powerful healing. No more white slime chicken, please. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement. Detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity mineral makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLuHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.